A slap in the face for our young people. That's how the Northern Ireland Commonwealth Games Council criticised the failure to secure funding for the Youth Commonwealth Games in 2021. Funding was not signed off by the Stormont executive before it collapsed. And guess what? The Secretary of State, Karen Bradley, refused to intervene. She says it's a devolved matter. So that's the Secretary of State really delivering for young people in Northern Ireland. Mike Nesbitt chairs the all-party group on sport and recreation. Why didn't she intervene, Mike? Why wouldn't she?
I've no idea, Stephen. There was a workaround that I tried to promote, and it's one that was actually invented by the local civil service themselves. It came about with regard to the bid for the Rugby World Cup. There was a deadline for making financial commitments. The deadline was supposed to be one for the executive to react to, but there was no executive. So the then head of the civil service, Malcolm McKibben, asked the five main party leaders to sign a letter which effectively said, if there was an executive, we would be entitled to be in it. And if we were in it, we would underwrite these financial commitments. And I asked all the party leaders to do the same sort of thing with regard to the Commonwealth Youth Games. We're only talking around £2 million of a commitment. I don't know if everybody actually did that or not, but I think the big difference this time was that there was a business case which the Department of the Economy said did not represent value for money. And I have an issue with that, Stephen, because I asked the current head of the civil service if I could see it, because the Commonwealth Youth Council wanted to see it. And the answer was, no, you can't see it because it's not our policy to release unsuccessful business cases. Now, I don't blame David Stirling for that. He's a civil servant, and civil servants follow policy. I just think policy in this case is bonkers. And in terms of your question, the Secretary of State, it seems to me, could very easily have gone to Parliament, and I don't think anybody would have objected to releasing the money, not least as I think there's going to be a very significant Barnett consequential from the fact Birmingham's getting the main games in 2022.
So would we have got, was this a situation, would we have got the Youth Commonwealth Games?
We had them. We had them, and there was an embarrassment. The last games were recently held in, I think, in Bermuda, certainly in the West Indies. And normally at the end of the Commonwealth Games, they hand the baton over to the next host city and to sort of encourage everybody gather again in Belfast on this occasion in 2021. They weren't able to do it on this occasion because of the uncertainty. The Commonwealth Federation were very generous and understanding with their time, but they had a meeting last week. And the Northern Ireland Federation felt it was only fair to set a deadline, because if you're going to have to find another host city, they need time to prepare for the games. So it has been lost, but we did have it, and now they're looking for a new host city. And from what I hear from Kate Hoey, MP, Cardiff are extremely keen to get it. Because you're talking about youth from a third of the world's population. Could you imagine what Belfast would have looked like? How colourful it would have been for our great city to have had those youth games coming in 2021.
I'm trying to think of the motivation behind Karen Bradley. Like, she says it's a devolved matter, but given the upside here, why did that not tip the balance? I'm trying to understand that. I don't know. Maybe there's a reason.
Yeah. I don't understand it, Stephen, because, you know, the budgets are devolved matters, and yet she has moved on them. And yet she won't move on the Historical Institutional Abuse Inquiry, where you have people who were, through no fault of their own, horribly abused under the care of the state or the state's agents up to 80 years ago. Some people have been waiting 70, 75, 80 years for redress. Nobody argues that they aren't due redress, that they aren't owed an apology, and perhaps a little bit of financial compensation. And yet, the Secretary of State says it's not a devolved matter, or it's a devolved matter, it's not for me to do. I believe it is. I believe a lot of these things should now be taken on board by Westminster. I also think, actually, they should change the locks at Stormont. I've told you this before, because nobody's putting any pressure on, and nobody seems to be making any effort to solve this. So why have 90 MLAs?
While you're with us, obviously you were the leader for the Ulster Unionist Party for a time. Do you think it was brave, Arlene Foster, attending the GAA game?
I think it was the right thing to do, Stephen. I don't know about brave. I mean, because of my background, I suppose I've been going to GAA matches since, I think, 1979. You know, I've been to Casement, I've been to Clonus, I've been to Croke Park.
Brave, given the reality of her political party and the criticism that she might get.
Well, I went to a couple of GAA matches as I was leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, and there was criticism, including some internal criticism. But you know what? A lot of that criticism was about attending a sporting event on a Sunday rather than about attending a Gaelic sporting event. So it was the right thing to do. And, you know, leadership is not just about representing your people. It's also about saying, here's my vision, and I'm taking a few steps to get there.
Okay. Mike Nesbitt, thank you very much indeed.